case. I know y'all want to get started and get out of here. We do have a couple of things that we're going to have to leave the room for. So if everybody's ready, I'll call the meeting to order at 6:06. Should I hit record? Is it already?
Okay.
Thursday, December 20th, 2018, the meeting of the Academy of Dover Board of Directors has been called to order. May we all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. I recognize our members who are present. We have Dr. Leone, Dr. Fletcher, Bishop Thomas, and Ms. McCarthy. We also have our head of school, Sherry Marshall, Bill Bentz, and Marianne Longo. We do have a member of our PTO in the audience, Ms. Kenya Mickens, who during public comment will come back to you. But if you want to wave, Ms. Mickens, she's back there behind you. All right. So I will, I guess, since we do have a quorum, I'll ask you guys to take a look at the meeting minutes. While you're doing that, I'm just going to talk for a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have been following the emails about what's going on with the building, but we need to get a meeting very, very soon with Mr. Henry Mast. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of his last name. Mr. Mast. So I'm going to ask, I'll just put it out there, I'm going to try to schedule something for the second week. I know people are busy that first week of January getting back into school, but that second week of January, I'll shoot out an email to the board, and if folks want to join me, please feel free. I'll try to do it in the middle of the day to give you guys some flexibility. I know I'm off. If there's anybody else who might have some flexibility, late morning, early afternoon. But we'll, as you guys are reviewing the minutes, Sherry's going to take us at some point around to see some of the issues, and she'll discuss that with us. But it's imperative that we get some of these issues resolved, and hopefully that may give us some leverage, hopefully, in trying to negotiate something with him, because we've been very, very patient. I should say we, the staff, has been very patient in dealing with things going on. You guys have approved the minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I move approval of the minutes of 11:29.
Second.
All right. It's been motioned by Dr. Fletcher, seconded by Ms. McCarthy, that we approve the meeting minutes from November 29, 2018. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. The motion carries. Ms. Mickens? You have the floor.
Oh.
Unless you're just here to observe.
One question that keeps coming up in...
I'm going to just ask you to stand.
Okay.
I'm vertically challenged, so I can't see.
Especially when you sit down.
Yeah, I can't see behind this big Arkansas shirt. Uh-huh. I'm distracted thinking it's an Alabama shirt.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
One subject that keeps coming up between when we have our PTO meeting is, are we moving forward or getting closer to having a music program?
Okay.
How much does it cost? Do you guys know how much it costs to start one?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm sure we could find out, and I don't know that we can make any promises.
We already have the instruments. What it's going to be is getting them, I guess, serviced or
tuned.
The maintenance mm-hmm. tuned, all that mm-hmm. good stuff. So we have a slew of instruments already,
okay.
And then it would be, you know, we'd have to have enough money in the budget to hire a music teacher.
Gotcha.
I heard that was
just because I know talking to different staff members, one being Mr. Capers, is that, you know, that is definitely something that draws enrollment.
Right. That was actually something, not to cut you off, but that was something that originally attracted a lot of people to the school when it first opened. We were the only pre-middle school, that had a music program, a full music program, not just recorders and harmonicas, but.
Right. Yeah.
I would think, though, that the key factor is going to be the enrollment, how many teachers we have.
Yeah.
And is there, like Sherry said, is there enough in the budget to hire a music teacher as opposed to an academic teacher? I would think that's going to be the key.
Okay.
What type of, when you say interest, how many people are asking?
Last year, it was a lot.
Okay.
It was a lot. Just everyone, basically, that showed up at PTO meetings would ask that question. I danced around with just trying to figure out a cost-efficient way, and I didn't know if you guys had ever considered doing it maybe after school, if that would be cheaper. I'm sorry, but just for the sake of.
So you mean like music lessons as opposed to an actual music class during the day?
I guess it would be called, it would still be a music program. I only say that because I know that, I don't know a lot about it, but I know Providence Creek doesn't do it during the school time. They do it after school. So I didn't know if they were doing it that way because maybe it was less of a cost. Maybe,
right.
You know, I didn't know if that was ever thought of.
I can tell you kids have been asking all along. They ask me all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that might be the deciding factor. I don't know. I mean, it may sound shallow, but, I mean, honestly, it's true with some people.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing that comes up often is the language, of course. Is there like going to be a language offered at some point?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
because we used to.
Yeah.
Is that coming more from people who were here when we did have it, or
probably maybe, or just it's been general conversation, honestly, from last year to this year.
Because I don't think we haven't had a music, or we haven't had a language in several years, right? I'm trying to remember when that ended.
Miss Nero was the last one.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
People have asked.
5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And I guess we just want to know, you know, if we could help, you know, as we're raising money, you know, just to know if there's an idea of how much something like that will cost, I guess. Or is there a procedure to go about it? Is you have to, you know, what is the steps, I guess, to take to try to get it going?
Right.
And how we can help if, you know.
So, I mean, I can just honestly tell you the budget is the deciding factor for someone being full-time.
Mm-hmm.
And the budget, there's no way other than to just say straight out, we just don't have the flexibility now for a full-time person. But that doesn't mean we can't explore something else. Yes.
Are there student teachers around somewhere that
that's what I was just about to
hire on a part-time basis, either early in the morning or after school, or even, you know, depending on what their schedule is, you know,
right.
We could have them there in the afternoon, you know, to get things rolling. I'm not saying the money's there, but I'm saying instead of going full bore,
right.
Or if you could say, hey, that'll bring 5 more kids in next year, let's talk.
Right.
You know, if you could recruit some people that say they'll come here because of the music program, I think I'm all ears to that.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. What I was thinking was even if we could explore someone in Dell State's music education or Wesley's
yes.
music program who might just...
Didn't you reach out to somebody and they didn't... There wasn't, it didn't work out. There wasn't anybody... Because with us, I know with a student teacher, you have to have a teacher in that content that's going to supervise them.
I know
and
for
sign
a while
off.
We were trying to get volunteers, like
right.
for the library, but I didn't think anybody
had
any
luck. We got volunteers for the library now.
Yeah, now we do.
Got to the music. Getting someone part-time is not, it's a doable. It's just chance. The thing is, what are the requirements? If they have to be teacher certified, that puts it at a different level. Getting a music education major, that wants to volunteer a part-time job or something, depending upon what the qualification you have to have, you can get that very quick. So it depends on how you want to structure your program to accommodate someone being part-time. You could work around that and then come up with part-time compensation.
Is it possible that, you know, sometimes people retire and they want something to do, and see, they would be restricted in how much they could earn, but that would get rid of the certification thing. That, if we knew somebody who retired recently who's saying, you know, this retirement isn't what I thought it was going to be, you know, and I don't have to, you know, when I retired, I started working, doing things part-time, and it's a good transition. It's not working every day. You know, that way, if you had someone, if you could find somebody like that, recently retired, or someone who's bored to death, you know, they're already getting their pension, so they wouldn't be looking for a lot of money. Plus, the state wouldn't let them earn a lot of money, and that might be a marriage if we could find someone like that.
Yeah.
I'm just talking.
Yeah, I don't have that network.
Yeah, I don't either.
But you know, we can look, we can kick around some things. Can you guys shoot us just a proposal of ideas that you may have for fundraising, or in terms of, because the after school program could work as well. If I just don't know the parameters for how transportation works after school.
Our current ones, people come pick them up.
They come pick them up if they're in after school. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most schools, the parents have to do that.
Yeah. Now, I'm just going, but my son is at Polytech, and they provide buses.
Some of them,
buses
CR does a late bus, too.
Yeah.
One question. When was the last time we had a full-time person teaching music?
3 years ago, we started with a music teacher, and he was here. He was here until the middle to end of September, and then got hired across the street.
Was that 3 years ago? Seems longer ago.
Yeah.
I think I remember we had someone. He wanted more money. Someone offered more money.
Yeah.
Because I was going to look at what was our budget. How many students did we have? How many teachers did we have at that time?
Yeah, that was 3 years.
So we could see what the bump that we need to get to even have someone full-time. So that there's obviously, what was our budget? How many staff did we have at the time that we actually had paid someone to do it? Mm-hmm. We obviously had all our classes covered, and this was an extra class. That's
special.
Could I ask you a question? Yeah.
Sure.
Is this from people that are here now? Is that where it's coming from? Or are we saying we know people that would come here if we had the music program? Which is it?
Conversations in the past have been with people that are here and that maybe left because there was no music. I just feel that the conversations that we've had, and us last year trying to come up with different ways to increase enrollment, because we had a little committee for a while just trying to come up with different ideas to increase enrollment, that's just something that comes up often, that the language and also cursive writing, because this is just one of the schools that we know of that still teach the kids how to write in cursive. They don't teach that anymore.
I think they advertise, actually.
It started this year. It's a standard that every child by fourth grade has to have cursive writing.
Right.
So all schools, no, statewide. So this was the first year it's implemented. So everyone should be doing some kind of cursive. We're trying to get all of our kids that are, get them caught up.
See, my kids were here. I've been here a while, if y'all don't know. My oldest is in eighth grade, and she started here in first. So, and I have four kids in school. Okay. So we've been through here a while, and my oldest daughter got a little bit of it when she was here, but when she left here, didn't get any. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even know about that.
Well, just started.
They're just bringing
this
it back.
Is the first year.
Okay.
Never should hold
that. But anyone that missed out over, like your daughter, she's not going to get it because it's they have to be trained or taught by fourth grade now.
Yeah.
So anybody that's older than that are going to miss out.
Yeah. And I guess, like I said, we were just, when we talk, we're definitely just coming up with different ways just to increase enrollment, basically. Yeah. And that's something that comes up a lot. You mentioned fundraising. We just had, it could have been more successful, so we'll do it again, but it was kind of pushed in. We were trying to get it in before winter break, but we raised just over $800 with a candle sale.
Okay.
We did through justfundraising.com. So our balance in the account right now is about just over $1,600. So, and that was justfundraising.com, Boscov's, Chipotle, and Grotto's. And we haven't gotten a check yet from, we had a fundraiser at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wild Wings, yeah.
But we haven't gotten their check yet. So, and just a little carryover from last year, which was about roughly $400, $450.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're doing a lot better than we have been.
Absolutely.
Question. Yes. In terms of priority order, is music the most desired one of the group? I'm just trying to see which is
other than sports, yes. Okay. And we know because this is an elementary school, sports is definitely not on the table. Mm-hmm. Because basically it would probably only be the fifth graders playing sports. Yeah. So music is definitely that top thing.
And the language after that.
Yeah. And I just, like I said, we just feel like it's going to help enrollment. I definitely believe in this school and in its mission. And, you know, my kids have always done well here. So I'm just trying to support and, you know, come up with different ideas so we can keep the school and... Mm-hmm. Maybe in a few years y'all can add 7th to 8th back. So.
Do you specifically know people that would come here next year if we had a music thing?
I mean, I can definitely do a survey.
I'm not asking that. I'm just trying to get a feel because, you know, every kid means a substantial amount of money. If
right.
you can find
right.
10 people that would come, then I think we
it
can do something.
I mean, what would be a good way to advertise and solicit, do you think? I mean, that was one thing we worked on. We went to Shooty
Park. Park.
Mm-hmm. We set up at Shooty Park with a little laptop and a little short
remember.
Movie.
I was there.
Yeah,
I was running it.
We've done things like that before. But
I would tell you social media, if you guys all have your own individual Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just put stuff on your
it's,
share.
It's
it.
Remarkable when
yeah.
we put something on our Facebook page mm-hmm. and all the teachers in here share it.
Yeah.
How many people
yeah.
outside end up commenting and it gets shared? It's amazing.
I mean, and maybe it's not for nothing, but even maybe a GoFundMe.
I had asked about that before.
Yeah.
I did. Facebook does a, every time your birthday comes, they
yeah.
ask you if you mm-hmm. want to set up a fundraising event. And Academy of Dover came up.
Okay.
When I put it in, it came up as a choice, as an option.
Okay.
That's
so,
interesting.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, so. I didn't get a
maybe
response.
Maybe because we have a page, a Facebook
yeah.
page. That's interesting.
So, I guess what the main question is how, to you guys, how do we come up with getting the answers, I guess, to some of these questions. I know you said you would like us to put together...
It's just an interest type of thing. We appreciate you coming, but something we could put down is, all right, this is how we're going to execute this. And it may not even be necessary since you've come and told us. But we can sort of take the ball and see. We don't want to keep you out of the loop, though.
Mm-hmm.
So if at our next board meeting... If you're free, you can come back and we can just, again, talk about what we've come up with. Because I have ideas about even students. If it's purely something that's community service hours, students may be willing to come after school 2 days a week.
Do like a music club.
Yeah,
like
do like
the,
a, right,
like
which is better than nothing. At least it'll get them started.
Mm-hmm.
And these are students as part of their program. They have to do instructional work.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just musicians, but they're also... music education, but it would forego having a student teaching issues and licensure because they'd strictly be volunteers.
But if you get that volunteer thing going along with that retired person,
exactly,
when you're 1 or 2 days a week, that might be a good marriage.
Right.
It wouldn't be really costly to get it started.
Yeah. Right. And then you guys could pump that out to your members.
Do you have
friends.
Any friends that are in education that might have retired who were teachers, or do we know anybody like that? Because I don't know all the rules and regulations about student teaching and so forth, but that seems like the easiest way to do it, where it wouldn't be as costly as the other way. And the bottom line is, the budget's very tight here, I'll be honest with you, because we had to pay that $650,000 to Mosaica, and you're never sure in your enrollment for next year. You're never sure, and depending on what your enrollment is, that's what gives you the money. Plus, you don't know what the state's going to do. 2 years ago, they cut us, and I thought last year they would give the money back. They cut us again this year, even though they were given $500 bonuses to people that shouldn't have them. So it's an interesting thing. You know, I think everybody here would like to do the music thing, but it's a matter of getting the proper funding to do it properly. Because when you start it, you want to continue it, too.
Yeah.
And that's not an answer to your question. I understand that.
I understand, though. I do.
And we appreciate people like you that are working towards improving it. And if you can find someone else that brings four kids like you, man, and we might start a music program right away. Do you have any friends that have four kids that would come here? We could start a music program of some kind.
Bring your friends, yeah. Be your
own. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay.
Well, we appreciate you coming, okay, for sure. Mm-hmm. And we'll make it a priority to look into this.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, anybody else have any questions for Ms. Mickens? All right.
Oh, there was one other thing. I don't know if this is a shared conversation or not. I didn't know if this would bring money to the school, but the 21st Century Program.
I'm not familiar with it.
So, William Henry and Central do it. I don't know if you know who Natalie Way is. She runs it at Central. She used to run it at William Henry. They have it at Dover High. It's like an after-school program. It has a lot to do with STEM, mm-hmm, projects. They work with DEMCO.
I know DEMCO.
They have a lot of, they have like 15 or 20 programs that they work with. They do robotics. It's an after-school program. And again, it's just another idea that could bring students to the school.
Do they do competition, like Odyssey of the Mind does competition? Is it kind of like Odyssey of the Mind?
They have programs that do competition, but the whole program doesn't. Like they, I know last year she had boys go to California to compete for something. I don't know if it was DEMCO or juvenile diabetes.
I remember reading
or
about
that, like
that. A competition. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Usually, I believe that it's a grant, so it's not something that, you know, would have to be paid for by the school. It's a grant, so that's just another idea that came up.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask then. So I'll give you some homework then.
Okay.
Is that something that you could spearhead and get back to us in terms of what might
be required?
Yes.
I hope I can find out. Yes, I will try.
Okay, thank you so much. I would start with Natalie Way. Only because you mentioned her name.
I get that. Door. It's probably Miss Holmes. She doesn't know. I have a key.
Your food never came.
It did. It just came. That's why I ran out. I'm sorry I ran out while you were talking.
Oh,
but, but yes, the music program is one of my priorities. So...
All right, thank you. Good
thank
night.
You. Good night. Thank you. So anyway, we could put that into the WAC grant.
It's reading. It's for reading only. The success WAC grant, student success, is for reading.
Only?
The minute she said it was connected with DEMCO, I sort of clicked it down. I hit the off button because of our... relationship with
their
DEMCO
gym.
Before.
Oh, yeah, they should have come in the back.
Oh, okay. He must have walked around.
I see the cars out front.
Oh, you're right. That's probably confusing. Yep.
All right. Before we get to the finances, do we want to take the quick field trip?
This is one evening where I don't have another meeting after this, so I can walk.
Mm-hmm. Pause this so we can go. All right. I'm just going to walk to the kindergarten room.
So we're going to just go off the record at 6:30 p.m. All right, we're back on the record at 6:50, December 20th, 2018. So I'll just note for the record that our head of school, Ms. Marshall, took the board to investigate and to see some of the water damage, mold, and other issues that our landlord, Henry Mass, has been negligent and neglectful in preparing. So I will give him a call tomorrow. And again, I'll see if, one, state that he remediate as much as he can while the school is closed for the break. But two, I'll send an email with a meeting notice to you guys so we can meet with him at some point. Bill, if you're available too, so we can discuss.
I'd have to know because I've got...
No, I mean for like mid-January.
Yeah. Let me know ahead of time because I have some things that are going on now, but I don't mind being part of it.
I'll put a couple of dates out there.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I might just stop over tomorrow, Sherry, so we can call from your office in the morning.
This is serious.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm concerned, especially about the mold, how long that's been there. Yeah. Are we required to call and see if it's tested? I don't know what the state rules are, but I'm just curious.
Well, wouldn't Henry
I'd hate
have
to see what's in the wall of the cafeteria.
Yeah, I'd hate
10
see
years
that
of leaking.
Wouldn't Henry have to pay for that, not us?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's his building.
We notified the landlord.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to pay.
So we don't have to notify anyone else. Okay, so we notified the landlord. But he's obligated.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, that's the part.
I don't know. Even that there's kids.
Because there's environmental concern with the children.
See, that's my concern of the children.
Yeah, that's environmental concern.
But I think as long as we put him on notice, we follow.
Mm-hmm. And I would tell him he's got to get an environmental form in here and do some testing.
We have a lot of people with asthma and allergies.
That's a good sign that your staff is also.
If the feds come in here and close this down, it'll destroy the school.
Yeah.
Because the parents won't come back. I'm serious.
I'm not trying to be alarmist. I know. You don't have to be alarmed. That's what I'm asking. What is the rule? So we need to make sure we're in compliance.
Yeah. Okay. Bill, you have the floor.
Yeah.
And you used up 10 of your minutes.
How much do I have?
Why don't you two eat?
That's no, awesome. I'm not eating in the middle of a meeting.
Okay, do you have a copy of the November report?
I'll have to share.
We're pretty close to being a final budget, so next month I'll take off the preliminary. There's only one revenue source that changed this month. If you go back to the last page of the report, there's not a page number on. It's the normal state funding thing. Did you see that? Just a couple things as a go over. This was run as of 12/5. There's 272 students in there. The total of revenue, personnel revenue, and other sources right inside, you see the $2,076,466. You see that?
Yep.
That's the number that I put in there. And whatever number's in there later on in the year, that's what we get. A couple of things to look at on this last page is, remember last year they did a Division II reduction. I thought they'd give it back to us this year, but it's still in there. It's either minus 42,000.
Yep.
You see the transportation and so forth. So going down the categories real quickly, the sustainment, we still don't have a final number on that. I was hoping we'd have a final number once the Division I's done, but we don't. The 46,000 is not final. It's either going to be up or down a little bit. The minor cap is final for the year. The 05213, last month it was $2,069,542. It's not on your report. It went up to $2,076,466. It went up by $6,924. The local district funding stayed the same, and all the other numbers remained the same. Since the budget went up by $6,924, the total went from $3,020,000 to $3,027,000. If you look on the receipts we've come in, we got 90% of the sustainment. Once they give the final number, they'll give us the rest of the money. We have all the minor cap money. State unit formula, the $1,563,95 is what we put in. If you look back again on the page, the last page, you see the remainder, the forward, 4512, 481. That's what we have on page one. That's what we're supposed to get. There won't be any problem with that. As far as local district funding, last month we were 35%. We're at 46%. Some of the districts have paid their additional 65% share. So hopefully next month we'll have all the money in that account. I'll tell you if there's any districts out of line. As far as food service, the $94,000, $55,000 of that is reimbursement from the feds. And the the difference to make up the $94,000 is money we took out of food service balance to pay for rent and so forth, and that was $39,000. The carryover, that money's there. The 98,230, we took it a little bit more than we anticipated. Last month, we were at 64%. We're up 67. So I think the budget is close to being final because they ran December 1, our last payroll and so forth. So we shouldn't have too many adjustments. it might be up and down a little bit through January, but we're fairly close to being there. And the money's coming in as we anticipated. In terms of the expenses, this is through the end of November. There was 1 month with three pays, so it's 11/26. We should be at 42.3. We're at 40%. We're at 39 contracted service. And if you look at 5 months of the year over 12, we should be at 41.67. Every category except for Mosaica, we're under that, and we had to pay that July 1st, so that's what it is. Last month, we were 1.15 under. We're 1.55 under now. So the bottom line is, I think our budget's close to being final. The revenue's coming in as we anticipated, and we're staying within the expenditures. So in light of going fast, I'll go on to page 2 real quick. If you look at the categories here, we should be 42.3. The only one that's up is substitute teachers, but I think we have some people out on leaves now, right? Some of the teachers, so we're paying substitutes. So if you look up at teachers, we're at 39.5. Substitutes were 55.9, but if we take those two numbers together and compare them to their budgets, we're at 39.8, so we're running good there. The OECs are running good. If you look on the rest of the budget, auditors, you pay them up front. Computer services are still running high compared to what we had. Going to the next page, insurance, we normally pay a lot of that up front, so that's about what it should be. Sanitary services is running high, and we were talking about this in the meeting. I asked him where he got his trash, and he said the city of Dover takes his trash.
Where's your...
At the church.
City where's the church?
Fulton and Queen.
Yeah, 410. Mm-hmm.
410 and Fulton.
I wonder why they...
That's a question. Maybe... I don't know when this contract expires. I was telling them I saw the first bill of the year. Hmm. Waste management are crooks, in my opinion. They charge you so much for trash removal, and then they have an administrative fee, and then they take pictures, and the trash is a little bit higher than they dump.
It's not
outside
city limits.
So I just asked them the question. Yeah. You might just want to call the city of Dover and say, we have a contract with waste
trash
management.
City of Dover.
Could we be picked up when our contract's over? Because I think that'd probably be cheaper than these crooks.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that, because I was asking them.
Next door is not city of Dover either. The elderly home next door is waste management also.
Yeah, right.
It's not city of Dover.
I don't know. It's worth a question.
It's worth asking.
They might force you to deal with commercial.
And work further.
But right now.
Because you're non-taxpayers.
I mean, it's still Dover, but it's.
I don't know. I'm looking for a source.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a reasonable question. Yeah. I mean, you never know until you ask. I think it's a reasonable
question. Because she showed me the first bill of the year, and I'm saying, these guys are crooks.
They are.
Okay. And I'm moving fast. If you look at page 4 and page 4 or 5, that's just a listing of all the funds we have and so forth, and no minuses, and everything's running as anticipated. Two things I want to point out. Everybody got the $500 bonus, just about everybody. And the only thing that I wasn't aware of until after it was over, they did not reimburse our federal funds. And I didn't. You can see this. I'll pass it around. I got it on the 26th. It says as a reminder, and I underlined that. So I looked in the validity, and the way it worked was if you were charged the state funds, they charged the bonus to state funds, but they used an account code of 51040. And then they said what they did was they ran a minus disbursement against that, so it never existed, except for federal funds. They charged our federal funds, but they didn't give us any money. And they didn't make that clear until after it was over. Now, it's not a big deal for us. I looked at the report. There were three people in federal funds fully, and I think there's three of them in Title I because you have one new person in Title I.
1,500, 2,000.
Plus the OECs. And I think we built it into the budget. We weren't sure what was going to happen. So I think we're okay, but we did get all the money back. So, and everybody got the money, so that's good. The other thing I want to talk about is student success, the latest thing on that. We had a meeting here the 29th where we talked about what we wanted to do. So the next day was a Friday. I called Mike Morton, and I said, is he in? He said, yes. I said, could he call me back? She said, yes. I didn't hear anything for another week. So I called again, and this time I got his voicemail, so I left a message on there. And I didn't want to seem real anxious and so forth. So I was going to call again the following week, but he called me the following Monday, and he said, Bill, he said, I apologize. He said, I was down in Washington, and I guess they have to get down with legislation and so forth. And I told him what we did, and he said, would you put that in writing to me? And I said, well, the legislation says I've got to get approval from DOE, OMB, and your office. And he said something to the tune of like this. He said, why don't you send it to me and not get the bureaucrats involved? I wrote it down. Now, I thought that was good, okay, because I was turned down in DOE. In fact, they didn't want to talk to me, the new guy. The guy replaced David Bloom, and he almost slammed the door in my face after a business manager meeting, and I know the guy, and I was really upset with him. And then the interesting thing I found out was Dick, the guy that comes from the state to look, he comes to our meetings.
Every now and then.
He was up at Providence Creek, and he said, what are you doing about it? He said, Edison has the same problem. Edison has, they don't want to hire another teacher. I said, what are they doing? He said, nothing. I said, well, we still have time because you have till June 30th to spend the money. He said, well, they're waiting to see what you find out. We sent a letter, 12-11, where we listed the things that we were doing and so forth. And Mike asked me, he said, how much are you going to spend in each category? I said, we didn't discuss it that far. So what I did, I tried to build it up with reading in the front end, and then I said, if our proposal is approved, we'll expend the $79,000 in the prior order listed. And we started out with, I wanted to get into reading. I said, purchase of workbooks and other supplementary materials, stipends to pay our regular teachers for the summer program, the spring program, with there's reading involved in that, right? Mm-hmm. Upgrade our library with books, professional development, read aloud program, therapy services such as speech, pay for a portion of the new math teacher, and then kits for the ELA program. Now, I don't know what he's going to approve or what's going to happen. I still haven't heard, and I didn't want to press him. I'm going to wait till after the new year.
Okay.
Because he had been in contact with Mike Jackson, who's the big honcho, in my opinion. And I know Mike from years ago when I used to be involved. He was in the finance office. So I liked him saying, I don't want the bureaucrats involved. So I don't know what that means.
He might give you the $79K.
Yeah. And then I said, well, what does it look like for next year? He said, we'll probably increase it next year. I said, Mike, could you get the supplanting out of there? He said, well, I'll do my best. So at least I got the message to him.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like he was.
The interesting thing, I asked Dick after me, and I said, how many kids does Edison have? He said, they have 790. And they don't want to hire the second reading teacher neither. So I didn't know
who got 790. They could do a second.
So with us 270, that even looks better. But I didn't know, I knew some people got these, but I didn't know who. So now when I talk to Mike again, because he'll probably call me back. So that's where we're at now. I don't know if I'm striking
but
out
no,
or not.
No, you're making progress.
I don't know.
At least you're smiling this time. Last time you told us, you're about ready to cry.
Well, it does upset me.
And it's not a no yet.
No, it's not. And I didn't get a no. And like I, when I put it out the first time, I said I was going to use it for the general budget. And he said, Mike Jackson said, that's too broad. And I buy that.
Yeah.
So I think this list is pretty good. I thought
good letter.
To see the letter.
Yes, good letter.
It was sent to him on 12-11.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll have some good news next time.
Could I get a copy of that?
Sure. Sherry,
can
could you?
Do it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. It might not be working. It wasn't working during the IEP meetings, but you can try.
So. And I know I'm going fast.
Something else was blaming. I was just laughing because something else was broken.
Can't blame the copier on Henry.
Can't blame the copier. I don't know what fell on that, too.
Well, that's...
So, that's all I have.
That's amazing, Bill.
Amazing what?
Amazing that you take ribbing and take it seriously and actually speed it up. So.
You guys are the bosses. I just...
Well, that's good. But the letter, that's good news. That he actually didn't say no, and he's looking at your list. Because I think everything you said is reasonable.
And I tried to put reading in the front end, but I didn't want to commit us to a certain amount in each area. I just
Thank
said
you.
We'll move on through the things. So.
All right. So,
did the best I could.
Okay. Hearing nothing else from Mr. Benz, I'll now entertain a motion to approve the budget for as of November 30th, 2018.
A motion to approve the budget for as of November 2018.
All right, it's been moved by Bishop Thomas, seconded by Dr. Leone, that we approve the fiscal year budget as of November 30th, 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, budget is approved. We'll now move to...
Just one other thing. The lady that was on the finance committee says she can't come anymore unless it's on a Monday night.
Yes,
Where do we go from there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll still have a quorum with the one additional person, but we need to put out some feelers. If you guys know anyone, I'll ask some
folks.
Not the
teacher.
I can't pronounce her name.
Parent.
But she's Monday night, but then that means two nights out for him and two nights out for me. Yeah. I'm not saying we can't do
it. What are the qualifications of the person I said?
Be alive.
Okay.
Member of the community.
Okay. I think I know someone better.
Good. Yeah.
But they can't. It can't be related to anyone on this board, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, don't worry. I wasn't going to hire my cousin.
I just don't think it's fair for volunteers to have two nights.
Yeah, I agree. That is a good point you made. Yeah. Quickly, for the part of what Ms. Marshall has to tell us is a personnel issue, so I'm going to entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Mary Ann, go eat dinner. All right.
It's been,
Mary Ann, can you eat her dinner, right?
It's been moved by Dr. Leone and seconded by Mr. Thomas that we go into executive session at 7:06 on December 20, 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're now off the record. We are back on the record at 7:16, December 20, 2018. Oh, Ms. McCarthy, I'm sorry.
I do not have anything this month.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any announcements from any of the board members? Can we set a date for January, is it the 24th, Bill?
That's what you said last night.
Yep, January 24th at 6 o'clock. For our next board meeting, which will go back to our normal fourth Thursday. And again, Dr. Fletcher, if you can float a name to Bishop Thomas for the CBOC.
Yeah, between now and myself. Then. Yeah, I know someone at the church.
Okay. I mean, anyone else, if you know someone who's willing to serve on that committee.
What?
104. Yeah. 104 Salisbury Road. Yeah. All right. Any other business before the board? All right. I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right.
You see the old guys, Bill, you and me, we're still writing it down on the calendar. You see the updated ones got their little.
Yeah. That's funny.
See, I got the
Yep.